Medical researchers are presenting more evidence that the combined vaccine for measles, mumps, rubella and chickenpox is safe for children. A change in the immunisation program 4 years ago has triggered the on-time use of the vaccine to go up by about 13% across Australia. But experts still face a hardcore group of parents who believe vaccines could harm their children. David Cody reports.
A study's been looking at a combined vaccine introduced 4 years ago. Since then, it's been given to toddlers just 6 months after their first dose of a measles vaccine. Christine McCartney is from the National Centre for Immunisation Research and Surveillance.
It was introduced at 18 months of age, bringing forward the second dose of measles, mumps and rubella, which used to be given to children at age 4.
Studies have shown the vaccine, including chickenpox, increased the risk of fevers that cause seizures or fits. But that's when it was the first dose children received. This study of almost 1,500 children shows no increased risk when it was the second dose.
The vaccine was not only safe, and we also found that coverage against these diseases improved by almost 13%.
The World Health Organization declared Australia had eliminated measles in 2014, but Christine McCartney believes Australia's still susceptible to outbreaks, with some parents hesitant to immunise their children.
There is a lot of, I guess, misinformation, you would call it, out there, and we know that, particularly with the advent of online and social media, that people can spread really fake news or poor so-called studies or bad information very readily.
93% of Aussie kids are fully vaccinated, but it's not high enough.
Immunisation saves lives. Get the facts.
The government's just launched a new immunisation campaign worth $5.5 million. It will counter the anti-vaccination movement on social media and target areas with the lowest immunisation rates. It doesn't get much worse than on the north coast of New South Wales. The Byron Bay postcode recorded an immunisation rate of just over 73%. Dr. Tony Lemke is a GP from nearby Alstonville.
There is a strong anti-vaccination movement. Many people have adopted an alternative lifestyle. They see vaccinations as not being safe for their children. Our approach is to talk to people who have different beliefs from ourselves and advocating as strongly as we can that, in fact, vaccination is a strong protector, both for their own children and for other children in the community.
He's seen firsthand what happens when children are not immunised.
So we have particularly whooping cough has been high prevalence in some seasons in our region, which is quite a devastating condition for young babies, but also 3 months of ill health for older children. It saddens me that it's prevalent in the community when we, as a society, with appropriate immunisation levels, could have almost eradicated it.
The study's authors hope their findings inform policy decisions on vaccine use overseas. The research is published in a peer-reviewed journal from the American Medical Association.
David Cody reporting there.